Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and we do have a wonderful show lined up for you guys this evening. We're going to bring on Minister Arthur Weathersey, who's going to open up in prayer, and then we're also going to be joined by our special guest, Prophetess Miss Dawn T. Courtney Sanders. Yes, that's Prophetess Miss Dawn T. Courtney Sanders will be joining us. So first we're going to bring on Minister Weathersey, welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. I just want to make sure that everyone has that correction. Our special guest is Prophetess Miss Dawn T. Courtney Sanders. That's
Amen.
Our special guest. And right now I'm joined with Minister Arthur L. Weathersby, who will be opening up in prayer for us. How you doing, Minister Weathersby?
Oh, we're doing just fine, sis. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. A little tongue twister right there, but I'm doing pretty good. The devil is busy.
Yeah, he always is. Anytime you find yourself doing the work of the Lord, you're going to find the devil in the midst doing what he does.
Yes, yes. Very busy, busy. I wanted to start the show off in prayer. I do love when you pray on Spiritual Sunday. You know, and I know you're saying to yourself, I'm making this a habit, right?
I wasn't saying anything, sis, but is that what was on your mind?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it.
I didn't say nothing.
I'm thinking I should just ask you if this is, you know, if this could be a permanent thing, you know, God willing. You know, I'm thinking I should just ask you that question versus, you know, waiting, you know, until the last minute then saying, oh, Minister Weathersby, do you want to open up in prayer, you know?
And you know what? You know, that's just wrong what you just did right there. You got me in front of all these folks.
Yes, I did.
Go put me on blast. And if I mess around, now, if by chance, that if I said, well, you know, since I really don't think I could do that, that would not be right for me to even, oh my Lord, you know, that's pretty smooth. I just want to let you know I recognize.
I'm sorry.
Now, you ain't sorry. I'm just saying.
But let me stop. I'm really not sorry. So I can't even say I'm sorry. You know, I love when you pray, you know, for us, you know, on Spiritual Sunday. It means
Praise
a lot
God.
To me, you know. And, you know, I'm excited, you know, and I enjoy, you know, when you do it, it just sets, like, a wonderful atmosphere.
Well, you know, so we believe in the power of God to transform and do anything. So all we're doing is ushering him into what is being done, because outside of him, nothing can be done.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. So with that being said, would you like to open up in prayer for me, please?
Okay, sure. We'll do that. Father God, in the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we humbly come before you this hour, dear God, just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over us and keeping us throughout this day, Father God. Thank you for watching over us and keeping us from last Sunday until this day. Now, dear God, before we go any further, we ask that you forgive us for any sins that we may have committed on this day, whether it's knowingly and unknowingly, anything that we've done that wasn't pleasing in your sight up to this moment, we ask for forgiveness. Now, dear Lord, we pray that you continue to have your way on this day, Father God, for this is still the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad therein. And, Father God, we want to continue in worship to you on this day, because this day and every day that you allow us to see is your day, and we should worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we just humbly beseech you at this hour to just to have your way in this ministry, O Lord God, that you have afforded to us, O Lord God, that we go forth and do your will, O Father God, and not of anyone else's but yours, O Lord God, that you be in the midst of all that is done. Bless all that are associated, O Father God, with GQ Palace, O Father God, the owner, Rich Archibald, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to lift him up, O Father God. Take him higher and higher, O Lord God, as he gets closer and closer to you, Father God, and you take him deeper and deeper into your presence, O Lord God. Just continue to endow him with power from on high, O Father God, and give him the vision, O Lord God, that will allow your ministry and your work to go forth so that we may be able to reach the multitudes, O Father God, and someone may be who may need salvation or may be saved, O Father God. Those that may need healing, O Lord God, may receive healing. And those that need deliverance, O Father God, will be delivered according to the power of your word. And we ask that you bless our host, Lavina the Polite, O Father God. Continue to, oh, Father God, endow her with wisdom from you, O Lord God. Continue to instruct her in all things, O Lord God. Continue to order her steps and encamp your angels of protection round about us, O Lord, around about her, O Lord God. so that no weapons that are formed against her shall prosper, and all those others that are associated with the with GQ Palace, oh Father God, continue to bind them together, oh Father God, into in unity, oh Lord God, so that they can go forth, oh Father God, in humble submission, doing the will of the Father. We ask that you bless all those that will call in, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that Father God, that decides to call in, Father God, and make themselves available to participate in this ministry, oh Lord God, we pray that you order their steps, oh Father God, that all things be done decent and in order, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, Father God, right now we're going to bind up anything that may try to come, oh Father God, up against your work that's going to be done on this evening, Father God, because we realize that, Father God, that the work of the enemy is always a constant, oh Lord God, when the work of the Lord is in place. But we also know that there, Father God, that you promise in your word, oh Father God, that greater is you that is within us than he that is in this world, oh Father God. And we speak against the powers of the enemy that may try to do anything that would thwart the work that you've already set forth to be accomplished on this evening. Again, Father God, continue to keep us and bless us. And we want to thank you, Lord God, for those that are standing in the gap, oh Father God. Many people, Lord God, that are anointed and God has you have blessed them in a special way are praying on behalf of this ministry, oh Lord God. We ask that you continue to encourage them, oh Father God, and endow them and strengthen them, Father God, so that they can intercede on behalf of the ministry here at GQ Palace. Father God, we love you, we adore you, we lift you up, we magnify you. And Father God, before I go in, I ask that you bless the speaker of the hour, Father God, the special guest that's going to come forth, oh Father God, and share with us what you've given unto her, oh Lord of God, so that she may be able to bless all those that are under the sound of her voice. We thank you, we love you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we lift you up. In the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
Quite welcome. Amen.
All right, what we're going to do, our special guest has called in, and I must say, I'm going to say the name correctly this time. We do have Prophetess Miss Dawn T. Courtney Sanders.
Amen.
Prophetess Sanders, how are you?
Yes, praise God, praise God. Prophetess Dawn is all right. Prophetess Sanders is all right. God is all right. Worshiper is all right. Anything that God puts on your lips.
Amen.
Praise God for the opportunity and for just the honor to be in the presence of the Lord. I felt his presence when I called in. So
all
I
right.
thank praise God for every opportunity to serve his people. I thank you for the honor of being here tonight.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we thank you for taking the time out for joining us this evening. We thank you. Minister Weathersby opened up in prayer for us, and I kind of put him on the spot to kind of make it a, you know, every
yeah.
Sunday, you know, thing. I did put him on the spot. I didn't mean to, you know, but something just came over to me.
Oh,
you know,
sure you did, sis.
I did it. You know, I kept thinking about it, though. I kept thinking about it.
You know, yeah, you purposed to do that. You just didn't just, look what happened.
So, you know, so he opened up for us this evening. But would you like to tell the callers and the listeners a little bit about yourself? Maybe share your testimony or what you're thankful for?
Amen, amen. Again, my name is Prophetess Dawn, and I just love the Lord. I love the Lord. I thank him
amen.
For waking us up this morning. I celebrate him for his joy and his peace. I'm telling you, God has brought me a mighty long way. And I'm not just saying that as a cash statement. God has brought me a mighty long way. So when I can say that I thank him on this day for peace, oh, my God, my God. My pastor often says, sometimes you just don't know the story behind the glory. God
mm-hmm.
has blessed me and my family tremendously in the year 2012, coming to 2013, based on the obedience and walking in his will. I am under the leadership of Bishop Bobby Hilton and co-pastor Valda Hilton in Cincinnati, Ohio. Our church is actually in Forest Park, Ohio, Word of Deliverance Ministries for the World. We have a dynamic ministry there. We are about the Word of God. And if you follow any of my posts, you know I'm so into the Word, because that is what God has given us as a tool, mm-hmm. as an instrument in spiritual warfare. So I thank Him for that. I thank Him for an intimate relationship with Him. Amen.
Yes, amen.
It allows us to know that we can ask anything in His name, knowing that it shall be done. I thank Him on this morning for the health and healing of my children, for my husband tonight, for each and every one of us. God is just a great one. And I celebrate Him for 2013 because we have great things in store for us. Amen. So that
Amen.
Is who I am, and that's what I'm about. I'm about Jesus and spreading His good word. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Now, Minister Weathersby, I didn't ask you if you wanted to share your testimony or what you're thankful for this evening.
Oh, well, praise God. I'm just grateful and thankful, again, for the Lord allowing us to have an opportunity just to worship Him. Amen. You know, there's not a moment or time of the day that we ought not be in worship to the Lord. Amen. Just being in awe and reverence Him for who He is. Amen. And I just thank God for that. I don't think that we should allow ourselves to get into the mindset that we only do something on Sunday. Amen.
Right.
Every day that we wake up and the Lord blesses us and allow us to live and go through that day, we ought to first off be praising Him and thanking Him, but we ought to be worshiping Him as well. And one thing that I'm mindful of and I'm grateful for, and I thank God for that, is that it's not just about what we say, but it's what we do in our lifestyle and how we live our lives. We worship God by how we live our lives.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, I just want to definitely share what I'm thankful for this evening. I'm thankful for God waking me up this morning and giving me the strength and wisdom and courage that I need to get by on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for my GQ Paris family. I'm thankful for Rich Money, you know, my fiance. I'm just thankful just to have a wonderful foundation of family and friends that love me and that support me and that acknowledge my vision, you know, and they support that as well. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to definitely give thanks for that. And I have to, you know, I can't say, I can't not say that I'm thankful to have my place of employment. I'm thankful for the children that I work with. You know, they mean a lot to me. You know, they mean a lot to me. And even though, you know, some days are, you know, a little rough, but I'm still thankful for them. And I'm thankful to be able to touch them and embrace them just to keep them encouraged, you know, encouraged on everything that they do and just, you know, be mindful. You know, I have one of them that called me grandma. You know, I'm 35, not a grandma. You know, don't rush the years, you know. But I'm thankful, you know, that she thinks of me as her grandmother, you know,
mm-hmm.
because her grandmother is someone who, you know, is very strict on her, but at the same time embraces her and shows her that love that she needs, you know, and just to keep them all encouraged. So I'm thankful, you know, I'm definitely thankful. And I also want to say that I'm thankful for Rich Money getting baptized, you know, on
Amen.
Friday night. That was a blessing. That was a blessing all by itself, and that was God's
mm-hmm.
work, you know. And, you know, hopefully he'll press the one button and share his testimony on how he felt when he was baptized on Friday night.
Amen.
I'm hoping, you know, he'll press that one button just to share with us, you know, his feeling. You know, he called in last Sunday and was, you know, excited, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to, you know from him if that's – I know he's listening, you know.
you know what's this?
I know he's listening.
You know what's this? I'm understanding something here. You're an equal opportunity blaster. You put everybody on blast, and it ain't no mistake.
Well, you know, I know he'll press the one button, you know, but I'm extremely thankful, and, you know, I'm a big supporter. You know, I'm a prayer warrior. I pray all the time, and, you know,
Amen.
Just the other day I was clenching the Bible and shaking in my seat with a situation that happened. And you know, and sometimes, you know, the Spirit comes over you, and I tell everyone, you know, you don't have to be, you know, a pastor or a minister, you know, an elder, evangelist, for that Spirit to come over you and move you, you know, to the point where you have to say something. And I felt like, okay, you know, I'm just a child of God, and I felt like the Spirit moved me to the point where I'm shaking in my seat. I'm not speaking in tongues now. I'm just shaking in my seat, you know, and I'm just overwhelmed, you know, and I had to say something. So, you know, and I prayed before I said something. I prayed after I was done, you know, but I've learned, you know, not to pray for what I'm about to do, you know. A lot of people, you know, do that, but I've learned not to do that. So I've been doing pretty good, you know, with it, and I've been asking God to humble my tongue and, you know, just keep me engaged. You know, I have been, because sometimes, you know, I go on and on and on, but, you know, I pray that, you know, he humbles my tongue and just, you know, keeps me encouraged as well. So I just want to share. I wanted to share what I was thankful for. But
Amen.
What we're going to do is we're going to go to a song, and then we come back, we're going to start taking some callers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Come on, that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place.
As
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that,
here we go.
Give me that.
Oh, 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 oh. Anybody ready? Ready for his glory.
Oh,
if you are sick of a life, let me tell you the story. Every place that's dark, he will bring it to light. Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right. See, I include myself. I cast my own stone. I'm the man in the mirror, y'all. I can see my wrong. Through Christ by faith, I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. All that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh, anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New songs.
Oh, see, God is cleaning up house.
Oh,
at first he started right at home.
Oh,
no more miracle water. Calls for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people
Uh-oh.
Fall on our face.
Uh-oh.
And ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's a peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that
issues of man. A sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears, every bother enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about. Give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone there?
Amen.
Amen, amen.
All right, we're going to go to our first caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Martha Stevens.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm blessed. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. You've been MIA for a while. How's everything?
It's been rough, but I say, you know what, I'm still here.
Amen.
Still here.
Amen. Okay, would you like to share what you're thankful for or give your testimony this evening?
I actually do have a testimony. I thank God for on Friday. We had no school for the last two Fridays, and because of snow, and it snowed a lot down here, and well, my brother's friend came over. We were talking about respectfulness, and it was kind of weird. And, we were talking about respectfulness, and he walked out. And the person stayed in my room, and I don't know his name. His name is Michael Barnes. And I said, hi, how are you? And he said, I understand where you're coming from, Martha. He said, I had this demon in me. And I can't, it's like, but every time when I try to get out of it, it's like nobody will understand what I'm going through. I said, honey, I said, all you need is believe, and you can get that right out of you. He said, how am I supposed to do that? I said, the only thing that you have to do is just pray and ask God to help you. He said, can you touch and agree with me? I need somebody that I could touch and agree with. I said, yes. I've never done this before, and I said, the blood of Jesus, and I've never done this, and the Spirit told me to do something, and I said, okay, so I started reading Mark 9, and I said, okay, why am I coming to this one when I already had read it, and I had studied off of it this week? I said, okay, God, I said, okay, so I closed the Bible, and I told the person to hold this for a moment, because I'm going to do something for a moment. He said, what you going to do? I said, if nothing to your concern, just pray. I said, okay. So I took my anointing oil. I said, okay. So I sprinkled all of his head. I don't even know why. But the spirit was just telling me, was just leading me to this and that and the other and this. And I said, okay. I said, okay, that definitely don't fit. Come out. He started foaming. He fell down on the floor. It was a, I said, oh, my gosh. I said, let me get some newspaper so he won't get it all over my floor. Well, I seen that thing pop out of him, and it came swarming around my room, and I told my brother, don't come in here because I don't want you to get this. And I said, uh-uh, no, devil. You can't have my brother. You can't have my dad. You can't have his counselor. Uh-uh. You can't have them no more. I'm tired of it. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. And it went out, and it went in the light. I don't know where it went. It went in the light, rubbing. It was dark. It was dark again. And I said, okay, you trying to hide from me? Is that what you're trying to do? Get off of God's territory, because this is not your territory to be on. You don't have no part of us. I said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I said, I'm not having this no more. You can't take me. You can't take my family. That's it. Try to get on the next door neighbor's territory. I said, no, that's God's territory too. You might as well just go back to hell from where you came, because I'm not about to, no, I rebuke this thing. You got to go back to hell from where you came. And it went under the ground. I said, you hiding again. Stop hiding. Well, what was the devil hiding for? I said, go to hell from where you came. Because you have no part of this neighborhood right here. Because I said, and when I went back in my room, and I said, God bless you. God just delivered you. He said, I know. I feel so much better. And he said, I don't know how, but My body stopped aching. It's been aching for months. And I said, okay, my hand was shaky, y'all. My hand was shaky. I wasn't trying to speak in tongues or anything. I said, oh, my gosh, let me shut up. Let me calm down. Let me go to my bed. So I went to my bed. He said, every morning before we go to school, can I come over to your house and have Bible study and pray with you? And I said, you can do whatever you want to do. Just don't go back to where you was, because it's going to be worse. And I said, he said, okay, I won't. He said, I'm coming over to your house every single day to pray with you. And I said, okay, that's fine with me. That's fine with me and my dad. My dad had nothing to do with this. All he said was, Martha, you can do whatever you want to do. I know it's ministry. I said, okay, thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. And I thank God, because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't even have, I would have said, now the religious part of me didn't want to do it. I said, you know what, God bless you, but I can't do this. I'm only 14. Well, I don't know, why are you putting age into it? And I started questioning myself. I said, why are you putting age in it? It's not the part of age. It's not the age that you're supposed to look at. It's about the kingdom. You're trying to take, and my daddy said, you just took that child from the devil and put him in the kingdom. I said, you just gave him to God. And I said, okay. And my daddy is not even practically, my daddy is not even in the world like I am. I said, Daddy, I said, thank you so much for the encouragement. And it was like the devil tried to take me all dead. And I said, no, the devil's a liar. I'm getting on the altar. I'm going to leave it at the altar. I'm going to leave this crap at home. I said, I'm not taking this to church with me today. I ain't taking it. No, the devil is a liar. He can go back to hell. I said, I said, I don't care about the spiritual warfare. I don't really care. And it wasn't really even spiritual warfare. And the devil tried to trick me into being into spiritual warfare. I said, no, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for that. I said, God, deliver me from doing everybody's spiritual warfare. No, I don't have time for that. People were coming up to me in school talking about crazy stuff. I said, I don't have time for it. I said, I got somewhere to be on the 15th, 16th, or 17th. I can't do that. I said, I said, I told Pastor Wilson what was going on, and Pastor Wilson said, you know you're coming down to Petersburg, Virginia. I said, no, sir, I didn't know. He said, God has been dealing with me about you for the last couple of weeks, and he don't even know me. And I said, okay. Let me pray before I go down there to preach for something crazy. Mm-hmm. He said, no. I said, yes, I'm going to pray. And I started praying, and I said, God, is this really you, or is it just me? Is it just me? And God said, no, it's me. And then I said, okay, so should I go there or should I not? And God put me in the word. You are prepared such a time as this. I said, hold up a minute, hold up. I ain't ready for that. I ain't ready for that. I ain't ready to be on television. I ain't ready for that. No. And God said, you better do what I told, because you wanted to do the will of God, so I'm giving you something to do for me. And I said, okay. I said, okay. I said, God, I thank you anyways. I just thank God for the ability to do what he wants me to do and not what Martha wants. So that's my testimony on tonight.
All right. I'm going to go to the spiritual leader tonight for words of encouragement. Prophetess Dawn, would you like to give words of encouragement to Martha?
My God, I believe Martha is encouraging me on tonight. The Bible says, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. He told us to cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. He said, freely you have received, freely you shall give. So I think it praise God that this young lady is a living example of what God instructed us to be, what God instructed us to do. I am encouraged tonight just listening to her testimony. I heard you talked about, you mentioned pastor. So I'm going to make an assumption that you are under a local covering. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. And your covering has identified with the calling that is on your life.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I believe that God has, you said you were 14 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
14 years old. My God. Well, we know what Jesus was doing around that time. Amen? So
amen.
God has catapulted your ministry light years beyond what many people are doing. I want to encourage you tonight and just encourage you to continue to speak to God, because it is in his presence that these things occur. It's not because of our own words. It's not because of some osmosis or anointing that we believe is on our lives. It is in the presence of Jesus Christ. So I would admonish you, my friend, to continue to allow his presence to endow you, to endow your life, every aspect of your being. If you want to saturate your home with his voice and with his word, with his melody, do you sing?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, amen. There's a prophetic anointing on your life, and I just felt it even when you began talking, that as God begins to use you, he's going to use you in a peculiar way. And I thank God that you have that boldness. Sometimes when we're young, we have a boldness that other people just don't have. Don't ever lose that. Ask God to hide you in such a way that you never lose that childlike faith. And I don't say that in a condescending or disrespectful tone. What I'm saying is that it fuels your ability to walk in obedience to what God has called you to do at that particular time. Another thing that I would advise you, take the opportunities as God avails them to you, as he opens them up. And we're going to pray for you in just a few minutes. But as God continues to open up those doors for you, ask God to give you keen discernment that you know and understand, because sometimes we don't have an opportunity to think through it, right? Because God wants us to move quickly. He wants us to be able to be in tune with his spirit, so much so that if he's calling you to come to another location, that you're able and equipped to do what God has called you to do. Amen. So we're going to pray tonight that God gives you discernment, even at your age, and he'll cover you and shield you with men and women of God that will be your covering, to be able to cover you so that you can move in what God has called you to be. Amen. This is the
Amen.
Year, believe. This is the year in which God is reconciling some things. So we are praying tonight for you that even those generational blessings, you know, that your dad did not have an opportunity to take full advantage of, we are asking God to allow those to be made manifest by way of the mantle that has been placed on your life. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I want to say, I guess, a congratulations. I don't know if that would be in order, because I didn't know that, that Martha, that you were, you know, working under, you know, a pastor. So I want to say, you know, congratulations to you, you know, because you're a faithful caller, GC Palace, and, you know, we hear your testimony all the time, and I didn't know that. So, you know, I want to say congratulations to you, and please stay encouraged at all times, you know, and continue to let God use you to do his work.
Thank you.
Minister Weathersby, would you like to give words of encouragement?
Amen. And this isn't for Martha. This is for everyone that's out there endeavoring to do the work of the Lord. Let it be real. Amen. Whatever we do for
Amen.
Jesus, we have to let it be real. And God will always manifest himself in our realness for him.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And you know, I heard you say something a couple times, but don't let the devil deceive you. This is a spiritual warfare.
That's right.
Amen. The
right.
weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
any time that you engage in any type of interaction against the enemy, it's all spiritual. That's exactly what it is, and that's why we have to be mindful of those things and be conscious of that, because that's how the enemy, he would like us to think that, it, you know, that maybe it ain't all that. You know, you don't have to go through all that. No, you do. You have to be ready for a spiritual battle, and that means that you have to be in the Word constantly. You have to be seeking God's face constantly, because you can't go on operating on your own knowledge, your head knowledge. And you know what? The enemy ain't impressed by what we say.
That's right.
We might as well get that clear right now.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk, and a lot of folks talk a good game.
That's right.
They talk a good game. And the enemy got a way of looking at us, and he ain't, you know, he may not be all-knowing and omniscient like God is, but what he does is he recognizes where we are, and he'll look at us, and we'll be standing up there just, you know, rebuking him in the name of Jesus and in the name of this and the name of that. Then he'll pinpoint us, and he'll turn around and do us and say, wait a minute, let me just talk to you for a second. I know Jesus.
Yes.
And
yes.
as a matter of fact, I know Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? You can't come with head knowledge. We can't come with nice sounding words, because he ain't impressed.
Right.
He ain't impressed. And we got to realize it's a spiritual warfare. So we got to have the whole armor of God. We got to be secure. And like Prophet Dawn stated, we have to be under the leadership and authoritarship, and Sister Lavina said as well, of a spiritual leader, our pastor,
right.
that will lead us and guide us and instruct you in the ways that you need to be instructed in. Because, again, God calls us, he anoints us, and he appoints us for the work that needs to be done. But you just can't go out there on your own and just do it on your own strength or on your own power. That cannot get done that way. We first off have to have the leading of the Holy Spirit, and we also need to sound sage advice and counsel of those who have been in battle.
Right.
Amen. And understand
Amen.
That this is a warfare. It ain't no joke. It ain't nothing to be played with. The enemy
That's
ain't
right.
nobody to be stepping to if you ain't properly prepared for him, because he will eat us up and spit us out.
Right. That's right. Amen. Amen. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a quick song, and then we're going to come back and take some more callers, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we pray.
Come on.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, Kirk. I need to speak to Bishop.
Sure. Hold on.
Alright. Hello? Hey, I got some stuff I need to talk to you about. Lately, Pastor, I've been having all these crazy kind of dreams.
Mm.
It's hard to sleep, I can't eat. It's scary, you know?
I know what you mean.
I mean, ever since that Tuesday, seems like life is getting real strange.
I see.
Anthrax, terrorist attacks, and I ain't even trying to get on no plane.
I feel you.
And you know, when I try to pray, there's a voice telling me that God's not real.
You know that's just the enemy.
Yeah, but you ain't feeling me.
No, son, I know just how you feel. See, just because I preach and teach don't mean I don't get scared sometimes.
Yeah, whatever, but you TD Jakes.
Well, then I don't make mistakes.
Well,
then let me tell you what's on my mind. When your smile is gone.
Yeah, but I feel so long.
Although your heart is heavy, God said.
I'm getting so sick and tired of all. Just got laid off and I top it off the rent's due. So tell me what I gotta gain.
Well, see, trials come to me.
You
storms won't last
long.
But how can I trust God in all this mess?
Well, see, that's the reason for the song. See, wherever you go, that's one thing you got to know. God is right there by your side. Thank you for calling. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, but
I gotta go now.
Wait a minute.
I have another call online too.
But I ain't through. See, I'm sick and tired of all these church folk talking about stuff ain't as bad as it seems. See, y'all don't feel my pain.
I don't have pain.
I don't say hi, you're on the cover of Time magazine.
See, but you're looking at now and you don't know how I struggled and what I've been through.
Yeah, whatever.
Now you cross the line.
I'm just speaking my mind.
Okay, so let me speak mine too. I've had some mountains, I've seen some valleys, I've even had to cry sometimes. Back when I lost my mother.
Your mother?
My mother.
I'm sorry.
No, son, it's fine. Life is full of ups and downs, but God said the storm won't last long.
But how'd you make it through?
Boy, I thought you knew. It was his love that kept me strong. When your smile is gone,
I feel so alone.
Although your heart is heavy, God said.
I'm getting very sick and tired of all this. I just got laid off and to top it off the rent's due. So tell me, Bishop, what I gotta get.
Didn't I tell you trials come to me? And those old storms.
But how can I trust God in the midst of all this mess?
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go, the thumb you got to know, God still cares.
Thank you, Pastor.
Anytime.
I think I can make it now. Just tell me what I need to do.
Just pray this prayer with me. Say, Father,
Father,
forgive me.
Forgive me.
I'm sorry. Please help me.
Please help me.
I love you.
I love you.
I need you.
I need you.
Hold me.
Hold me.
Jesus. My heart.
My soul.
Please take me. Control.
Control.
Right now.
Right now.
Now.
Now. So alone.
Although your heart is heavy,
and even in the midst of all of you, and when you're sick and tired of all the rain, remember that the rain won't last always, and in Christ Jesus you got so much to gain.
You see your trials come to make you, and the storms won't last.
Remember my brother, my sister, it's only temporary.
See, that's the reason for this song. Wherever you go,
that's something you've got to know.
God is still there.
We've made the fire
now. He told me to tell you.
Everything's gonna be alright.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone there?
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, is our special guest there? Prophet is Dawn.
I'm here. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Praise God. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. All right, we're going to bring on a caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, doing pretty good.
Yes, this is Elvis Chauvin.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, he was our special guest last week, Sunday. He was our
Hello,
special Prophet.
Guest. Oh, praise God. Greetings
praise
to you, man of God. Amen.
Amen. Would you like to tell us what you're thankful for or give your testimony this evening?
Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful just to be here, just to be among the on top of the ground and ground on, not on top of me. I praise God because He is God and He's God all by Himself. and he don't need no help. I just thank God for everything, you know, the good, the bad, the and the ugly. God is good. I'm just here to enjoy the Papa test.
Okay.
So I'll be here next week, and here I am.
That's
just,
right.
Just listening.
Amen.
You can never get too much of God in your life. Sometimes we give out so much and we forget that we need some intake ourselves. So I'm just here to be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, we do thank you for calling in, and just stay with us on the line so you can continue to be blessed. We have a group on Facebook. And GQ Palace has a group. It's called General Questions. And one of the members put up a question in there. So what we do is we usually just ask the question that they put up. And one of the questions that they mentioned was, who can give coverance? And if you, when it comes down to giving coverance, whether it's at a church, you know, or can someone just come to you and they can do it? How does that work? I think I'm asking you right.
You got me? Everyone needs a covering. Coverings is basically, the Bible says I have given shepherds that will pray for you, watch for you all your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that everyone needs a covering.
I want to make sure I'm getting it right. Forgive me if I'm asking the question wrong. I know a lot of people are listening on the computer, and I hope I get this question right. But I think what she's referring to is, you know, our spiritual leaders, when you're called to do God's work, you know, as you're called to do to be an elder, a prophetess, a pastor, a minister. When you're called to do that work and you have to, and let's just say you're a minister and you're looking to become a pastor, when you go into church, can the pastor cover you, or can just anyone cover you in doing God's work?
Mm.
I don't know if I'm asking that question.
I would say the pastor is responsible for you. The Bible said I'll give you watchmen to watch over your soul. So I believe it's the pastor's job to cover you. I mean, you know, we're living in a society where everybody's doing everything now, running wild, loose head wild, but ain't going to. I mean, I had friends of mine tell me I went to this pastor because my pastor wouldn't license me.
Mm-hmm.
Man, how can this pastor lost his life when you and another shepherd? But you know what, mm-hmm. I say, in the society we live, so many things are been misconstrued. If that's mm-hmm. the word I'm using. But everyone needs a covering. I don't care how I tell pastors, even pastors need covering.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can be a pastor, you can be a pastor, and we can cover each other, you know, just be under somebody's leadership, under somebody's spiritual authority.
Okay.
So that's my belief. I mean, you just can't run out there like loose dogs and go to attacking, because you got a lot of them too. They got a lot of sheep and wool clothing, wool and sheep clothing. You know, they would chew you up and spit you out and think they know it. So we have to be under a strong leadership.
Okay.
It's just mandatory.
Amen.
Amen.
I've been in church. I'm 50 of my age. I've been in church 54 years, and I always had my dad was my pastor. After he passed on, then I went to kind of did one of Moses, and I'm going to win another leadership with my father-in-law. And to me, you can be no, I know it may not be true, it might not be always true, but you can be no greater than God allows you to be.
That's right.
And God uses you through one another. No. I've been preaching now for 27 years, and it's sometimes I get crossed up a little bit. I ain't gonna lie to you, I can't tell. I see some things happen. I want to know what is going on here.
Amen. Okay, Prophetess Dawn, what would be your feedback on that? I mean, I hope I got the question right. If not, you know, please call in and press the 1 button, 646-200-3838, press 1. But what would be your answer for that?
Amen, woman of God. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Amen.
Amen. I want to take us to the Word of God, and before we go there, what I understand the person to be asking is, who is responsible for our covering? And if you take a look into the apostolic structure and order of Christ, in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, the Bible is clear that it states that the foundation of the church was built on the apostles and the prophets, amen? But yet it tells us that Christ Jesus is the chief cornerstone, amen?
Yes,
I promise you I'm going to preach. In Hebrews 6, 1 through 3, it tells us to move from that foundation. What Christ did was he set up a structure by way of the fivefold ministry that we find in Ephesians 4 and 11.
Amen.
And in that structure, we have the apostles who cover the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors. I'm sorry, the prophet and the pastor. The pastor covers the evangelists and the teacher and the lay members. Amen. So the Bible is very clear about the order and the structure. Now, for me, God has given me a revelation that we ought to have an accountability to a local covering. And when I say local, it may not necessarily be regional, right, because we're in this sphere of fiber, you know, and our world is changing. But we have to have a local covering in that accountability is built on an intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are walking in the office of a minister, a prophet, an apostle, a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist, in any of those offices, you must have a covering. If you are an evangelist or a teacher, you must have a pastor. Your pastor must have an apostle. Amen? If you are a prophet, you must have a pastor. Your pastor must have an apostle. Was that clear?
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Minister Arthur?
And I will go along with what has been said thus far by Elder Shelvin and Prophetess Dawn. Because you have to look at it from this standpoint. Anything that you do where you're effectively doing the work, you generally have to have somebody that you come under the authority of at some point in time in that process. And you need some leadership, you need some guidance and able to effectively perform in the work that you're called to do. God will equip us, that is true. But yet still he has put in place people that have the responsibility of ensuring that what you do is going to be according to the in alliance with the will of God. Amen. Because all we have to do is look at what the Apostle Paul did for his charge, Timothy. Amen. A young man in the ministry that was going to be a pastor, Paul instructed him in 1st and 2nd Timothy on the things that he needed to do and the things that he needed to be conscious of, that he needed to be aware of, because Timothy was anointed, he had been blessed, he had been well taught by his grandmother and his mother, but Paul reminded him that, you know, of certain things that Timothy needed to be conscious of. Timothy was a very timid young man. And he was being placed in an office where a lot of people that were older than what he was, And of course, you know, you got people that are going to challenge you. And,
yeah.
and Paul was just, you know, exhorting him on and telling him, look, don't you get concerned about that. You've been prepared for this. You have to rely upon that which you have been taught by your grandmother and your mother and by the laying on of my hands on you. And you just have to go forth and just do what thus saith the Lord. Preach the word in
right.
season, out of season.
Right.
Amen. Whether they like you or don't like you. Whether they want to hear it or they don't want to hear it. That's what covering does for you. It gets you in a proper frame that you need to be as far as spiritually so that you can do the work of the Lord effectively. Because if you
right.
just go out there on your own, I'm like some lone ranger or something like that, well, you know, the enemy, he looks for us to be out there on our own thinking that we all that in a bag of chips. And you know what? You're subject to end up having the enemy stepped to you, and next thing you know, you're going to think it's all about you. We got a lot of folks out here now think it's all about them, and they keep forgetting about who it really is all about. It ain't about none of us, but it's all about him that saved us.
Amen.
It keeps covering, keeps you in line.
Yes.
Lest we forget.
Amen. Okay. Well, I hope that the answer is received. I hope it was the right question first. I do hope that it was the right question. And me personally, I thank you for answering the question. We do allow people to ask questions, you know, on the internet, in the chat, as well. Those people that aren't able to press the one button, we do allow them to ask questions as well as share their testimony or say what they're thankful for on a computer as well as pressing the one button once they call in. When we usually go to a song, what we're going to do is we're going to take another caller, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Oh, yes, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, as you said, the last contact actually last Sunday. And
yes.
I'm not really cue on what the discussion is tonight because I came in kind of late.
Mm-hmm.
If you can kind of just fill me in.
Well, what we do is we allow people to call in and give their testimony or say what they're thankful for. And we also have a group that's on Facebook. And one of the members of the group put a question up, and I asked the question for them on the air. I think when
mm-hmm.
you had just pressed one, you were probably listening into the answers that the spiritual leaders were giving us.
Okay.
And I don't want to get the question wrong, but I believe the question was, who should cover you when you're a pastor, when you're an elder, a minister, a prophetess? You know, who should you look to cover you when God calls you to do His work? Did I say that right? I hope I did. Did I get that right, Minister Weathersby?
That sounds right to me.
All right. Amen.
I'm with you.
Well, you know, Ephesians is pretty clear when it comes to who you're responsible to when it comes to doing the work of the Lord. And I believe one of the ministers had kind of got it right. We all have to answer to an authority, and that authority has to do with the church. It has to do with the pastor, the minister, whoever you have to answer to within that realm. We cannot go out on our own and believe that we're going to accomplish anything because at that point, that's when the devil comes in and he kind of takes over, you know. And this is why we need the backing of the church. We need the backing of the congregation. This is why God says, you know, basically, if you have an issue, come and express it to one another. This way, you have people that can actually come and hear what you're going through, and possibly one of those people were going through the same thing you were going through, and they can help you along the way. And you need some scriptural guidance when it comes to the things of this world because. This world is bad. I mean, this world, we were born into sin, and we have that sinful nature of being in the flesh. And a lot of people cannot relate to being in the spirit. And this is why it says we need to pray in the spirit. a lot of people pray in the flesh because they pray for what they want and not what they really need. You know, when we have to answer to a higher authority, it gives you a responsibility of saying, listen, if I'm not doing something right, I want to make sure that other people agree with or with what I'm not, what I am doing. And this is where the ministers come in handy, because now you can go to your pastor and say, Pastor, this is what I'm going through. This is something I'm thinking about. And the pastor, based on his years of experience, can say, listen, brother, I believe that this may or may not be the right thing to do. So when you have to answer to someone in the high authority, basically it's like Jesus. Jesus left in the morning early. He went out, he prayed in the mountains, he prayed to his Father, because this is who he has to answer to, you know. And as humans, we have to answer not only to pastor and to the people in the church, but we have to answer for ourselves.
Amen.
You know, when we get out there and we do anything, we have to make sure that, is this in agreement with the scriptures? Is this what the scriptures say about what I'm doing? If I'm married, should I be out there messing around? No, obviously not. You know, if I'm in a situation where I have my children and I want to raise them the right way, what does the scripture say about this? So yes, we need to have something that we go to. We need to have an authority figure, and for me, the authority figure is the scripture. Because here's the thing: is if you don't read the scripture, the devil is going to come in and he's going to take you away from the scriptures. As long as you feed yourself with the word and you feed yourself positive notes, positive reinforcement, it chases the devil away and makes him to come in, you know. My belief is that yesterday was history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift. Let's make it happen. Let's continue to pray. Let's continue to worship the Lord, and let's continue to make him a part of everything that we do in our life.
Yes.
This way we can be directed in the right direction. And I tell you what, if you have a Christian fellowship church where the pastor is scripturally ground, you will not go wrong in anything.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, Sister Lavina, just to add what Brother Dave was just saying, this is awesome. Here, Jesus, on two occasions.
Okay, Minister Weathersby call just dropped. He will be calling back in shortly. But Dave, would you like to give your testimony or share what you're thankful for?
Well, you know, I tell you what, I've been going through so many things in my life as of late, and there's a lot that I'm thankful for, because I'm a work in progress. And, you know, the devil has been extremely busy. He's been trying to get me to make some detours in my life. And because of my grounding, you know, because of my foundation, I'm able to go back to the word. I'm able to just say to myself, you know what, it's not me. And I'm a lot of people, here's what happened. A lot of people ask themselves, well, why me? I've grown to ask myself, well, why not me? You know, because
right.
I go through a lot of things. I'm going through a lot of things right now. And if it wasn't for the word, if it wasn't for the scripture, I got to be honest with you, I would probably be incarcerated for the rest of my life, you know, and that's being real. That's being real. That's being honest. And that's, you know, that's just showing you the foundation that I have. If I didn't have the word, if I didn't have God in my life, I don't know where I would be right now, you know. And I tell you, I resort to the word. I pray to the Spirit. I said, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we pray to our Heavenly Father, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because we can pray to the Father, we can pray to God, but we got to know who exactly we're praying to.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
And because Daniel, when he was waiting the 21 days, he was intercepted. His prayer was intercepted, you know. And then Gabriel had to come down and explain to him, listen, I was intercepted by your prayer, so our prayers are intercepted, you know. So we have to know exactly who we're praying to, and our prayers have to be directed to the right person, you know.
Right.
And
Amen.
When Jesus was talking to the disciples, he said, when I leave, I'm going to send you a friend. Your friend meaning the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
I want you to pray to the Holy Spirit, to your advocate, Jesus Christ, so he can be your advocate to our Lord and Savior, Yahweh, I Am.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So when I pray through the Spirit, to Jesus, to I Am. Because there's a chain, of transformations that has to happen, you know. Because us as sinners can't pray straight to God. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, we need that intermediate mediator to take our message to where it's going. It's like you can't call Obama and say, "Hey, Obama, what's going on?" No, you have to get the secretary. You got to, you know, there's different chains of command that
you
can get to Obama. You understand? And
right.
The thing is, I understand that people as a whole, they take man's word as God's word, and they take God's word as man's word.
Mm.
I want to take God's word as God's word, and leave man's word where it's supposed to be, man's
mm-hmm.
word.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And that's basically. And without holding up any more time, that's basically what I have to say. But my testimony is, God has been good to me. He has brought me through many a valley. I tell you, many a valley. I have had people that, I mean, I don't even want to get personal, but He brought me through some things that I can't even begin to explain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I tell you what, God is good. He's magnificent. He is just everlasting, ever enduring. I tell you what, anyone that believes that there is no God, I feel sorry for them. And I just ask that the Holy Spirit would get a hold of them and just bring
mm-hmm.
them on board and allow them to see that the darkness that they're in is a light at the end of the tunnel. You know?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Minister Weathersby, I know your call had dropped. Do you want to give your comment?
Yeah, just real quick. That's just a representation of what we talked about earlier about the spiritual warfare, because the enemy is very real, and spiritual warfare is definitely evident. You know, what Brother David said earlier about the covering, it brought something to mind to me about on two occasions what Jesus talked about, and it identifies covering, because he said that when they were questioning him about who he was and how he was able to do this and do that, and then they were trying to put him in a place that he wasn't trying to go, he says, "I came to do the will of the Father. That what
mm-hmm.
the Father has told me to do, that's what I do."
Uh-huh.
That he was acknowledging his covering.
Right.
Amen. He was acknowledging his covering. And then he told, so that we understood that we also had to have a similar type of a situation. He started out, he said, "Listen, I'm the vine, and you're the branches. Apart
Amen.
From me, you can't do nothing.
Right.
You need to stay connected to me." And then the Bible goes further and explains to us that God gives us pastors after his own heart. As they follow Christ, so should we follow them. That's covering.
Right.
Amen. That's covering.
Amen.
Don't get out there. God don't need no Lone Rangers out here. He don't need nobody out here running, you know, running around with their little six shooters. They got their little word up. They done got a little word up under them, and they out here running. My folk, they come from down home Mississippi way, and this is how they would say it. You know, get out there and go boogity boogity boogity, and think we gonna go. We off and running. You know, I got a little word up under me, and I'm gonna go out here and I'm saying this and I'm doing that in the name of no. God appreciates things that's done decently and in order, and there's structure in the relationship with God. Amen. He don't
Amen.
Do things willy nilly. He does not do things willy nilly.
And no other way will it prosper. And oftentimes what we're finding in the modern day church, there is a condition, right? We're suffering from so much rejection in the church, and it
mm-hmm.
causes people to mistake, right? We're minister, and I'm so sorry, I forgot your name. But what the minister said is so true, because God gave us instruction. Jesus gave us instruction when he left. And it is
Amen.
His word that we must follow.
Amen.
And everything that we do, we must do it decently and in order. But when
Amen.
Our challenge, right, by our leadership, because that intimacy had not yet been develop, it causes us to take on a spirit of rejection. That
mm-hmm.
rejection then evolves into bitterness, and then it causes some to jump ahead of the call
mm-hmm.
that God has placed on their lives.
Mm-hmm.
We are all called to lead. As I mentioned earlier, Jesus was real clear about what we must do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Amen.
That we should go and heal the sick. We should raise the dead. He told us
mm-hmm.
to preach the word. Amen. So we know what we ought to do. That wasn't just reserved for one or the other, because
right.
we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we know that we all have an accountability and a responsibility. But because of where we are in the state of the church, many
mm-hmm.
have been wounded, and many have taken being wounded as a right,
mm-hmm.
to go
yeah.
out and, like the brother said, just be willy-nilly. But I believe that God is calling order and structure back to the church. Amen.
That's right, man.
He has
Amen.
Always called order
Amen.
And structure to the church. And we have got to fall in line to what God is calling us to do. Otherwise, we will not be in position to reap what God has ordained for us in this season. In this
Amen.
Season, it is so important. It is vitally important that we are walking in obedience to the will of God.
Amen.
God is very clear. He's very, very clear. I was as the brother was talking, and as I was just trying to, that young lady, I really need her name too, and I was processing what she has said earlier in the call, and my heart just goes out to her, because she's demonstrating the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
She's demonstrating the peace of God. She's demonstrating the care and the concern of God. And she was talking about praying with one of her fellow, I'm assuming one of the students. But the enemy would have us to believe that because we don't have a title, amen, because we don't
mm-hmm.
have an announcement from someone over us, that we ought not be walking in that level of authority.
Mm.
But in his presence, see, it's not about us. It's
mm-hmm.
not about me. It's not about you. And it is spiritual warfare. And like the brother said, we can't do anything without him. So
right.
without him, and outside of his presence, oh, we're doomed. But with him and through him, we can do all things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? I'm sorry, real quick, just to coincide with Prophet Don said, Prophetess Don said about the structure that, and the order that God's bringing back to the church. He
yeah.
gave us an example of that from the very beginning. When Jesus was getting ready to ascend, he told his disciples, those that, not just the 12 that he appointed, the apostles, but the ones that were followers of him, there were many who were disciples. But, you know,
yeah.
outside of the 12 that were called into the apostleship, he told them to go to a place, into an upper room, and wait. For the
power.
And the Bible says, and the Bible says that on the day of Pentecost,
yeah.
the Holy Ghost came, fell
oh.
down. They was in one place, they were on one accord, and the
yeah.
Holy
mm-hmm.
Ghost fell down on every single one of them. And they
yeah.
and here's the key. Here's the key to understand. They came, they weren't just people that were in that region that were there. They came from all over the world.
Yeah.
Various different languages they spoke. The Holy Ghost fell upon all of them, and everyone spoke in their own language, but they understood each and every
each
one
other.
Of them. They
Amen.
All had power. And on that very day, 3,000 souls were added to the church. That structure,
Amen.
That's the structure of God. That's the power of God. That's
yeah.
the authority of God. And that's what he's calling us to do these days, because right now we out here, and you know, God needs us. He needs power. We need power.
We need power.
Lord. We
and
need power.
You said something,
Minister Arthur. Brother Steve, what we're going to do, because we have a couple
yes.
callers holding, we're going to go to a song real fast, and we're going to come back and start taking more callers, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm done. Quick, fast, in a hurry. I got that in there. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best
just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Theater Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let me just, Prophetess Dawn, are you there?
Yes. Praise God. I'm here.
All right. We're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Theater Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hey, T.
Amen.
Hi, everyone.
All right.
Hello there.
Pretty good. So we're pretty good.
Good, good. I just want to say I'm beyond blessed. Made that move today.
All right, all right.
You coming?
All right. I went. And
it's been a while.
You know, and of course that devil was messing with me real bad.
Mm.
I mean, I've had this headache for 2 days, but I said I can't. I won't let it stop me. You know, The only way that I wasn't going is that I didn't have no legs, and I got two of them, so.
Amen.
I just want to, you know, I'm beyond happy. I'm serious.
Excellent.
It's just like, it's a new me.
Yes.
And I just, I mean, I feel good all over, under, everywhere.
Oh, right. Just to share with everyone, T, before you continue, just to share with everyone, T hasn't went to church in a while, and T comes from a very strong,
very strong
spiritual background is what I'm going to call it. All of T's family, for the most part, is in church. This is a pastor. So she knows what she has to do. And last week, she said that she was going to go. Now, everybody laughing, but see, T has a church across the street from her house.
I ain't laughing.
You know, and down the road. I just want to make sure I throw that in there. So last week, she said that she was going to church. So, you know, she came on and she said, this is T. So I was just giving her a few minutes to get a little comfortable.
So you can do what you do. Put her on blast.
You know, and the thing is, all that I've been through, I shouldn't have never stopped. It's no excuse.
Amen.
It's no excuse, you know, because I've definitely been in the storm too long, way too long, you know. And I just, you know, hey, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I am now. So, you know, I just know that I got to start giving him the praise.
Yeah.
You know, not just at home.
Right.
You know, yeah, I can do it every day at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to go hear the word, too.
Yeah.
Because the pastor know more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for me to start learning.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know.
Amen. Well, I'm extremely proud of you, T. I really am, because you know I'm the sister that's always in your ear.
I know.
I just want to make sure that I tell you that I am extremely proud of you.
Thank
I hope
you.
That this is a new beginning, you know, where
it
you
is.
Don't stop. You know, you continue.
I can't wait till next Sunday.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? So that we're real clear. The Bible talks about a prodigal son, but this ain't prodigal son, it's prodigal daughters as well. Amen. And so the father, when he saw you coming, he didn't wait for you to get there. He ran to you. And grabbed hold of you and kissed you. And there's a feast going on right now in your honor. There's a feast going on right now. He done told him, kill that fatted calf. We gonna have a feast right now. My daughter that was lost has been found.
Oh, yes. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And you know what, sis? Here's what I understand. Here's what I understand about God, because God's grace and mercy is infinite. We and the enemy, you don't have no problem with us. We beat our own self up unmercifully about what happened and why we went off the beaten path. And you know what? God gave us free will. He gave us free will.
Yes.
And unfortunately, when we lean to our own understanding, we're apt to make the wrong decisions and choices in our lives. And that's quite all right, because the Bible tells us in Romans 8:28 that all things work together to the good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Even though we stray off a little bit and go here, there, along the way, God has a way of holding on to us. And you know, I like this another part of this song that Kurt Carr singer sing. Said, I almost let go.
Yeah.
But God wouldn't let me.
Yeah. Right.
And people can say, well, how did God not let you not let go? Because you know what? When you really have established a relationship with the Lord, from time to time, you're going to go off the beaten path. You're not going to follow that straight and narrow path that the Bible says that we need to follow. And you will venture off, you know, trying to, you know, do your own thing here and there. But the thing that I know is when you're in a relationship with God, you will only go but so far.
Right.
And that's where God will not let you. Because
that
relationship you've established with him, there's a bond there that cannot be broken.
That's right.
And God says this, if I have you in my hands, can't no devil in hell pluck you out of it.
That's right.
So when we go through our little, you know, Crocodile Dundee says walkabouts, when we go through our little walkabouts, you know, that's all right. God, you know, sometimes God got to let us go out there and bump our heads a few times, fall down, and scrape our knees, and then we have to get, you know, then he has to come and pick us up, lift us up, and dust us off and say, now, do you understand why I told you not to do that? And then we understand, and then what we should do, like Jesus did when he would do a miracle on somebody, he would say, okay, go your way, sin no more. Don't do that again what I just delivered you from.
That's right.
Right.
Don't do that again.
And see, when you know better,
you should do better.
You know, when I, you know, was in that trouble in the 80s, you know, I was like, God didn't make me do none of this, you know, so I got to pay, and, you know, I got to pay my own debt.
Right.
And, you know, I just said before I went in the courtroom, I said, God, whatever your will is, let it be done.
That's right.
You know, and I came out. I was looking at 21 years, but I came out with 3 years probation.
Mm.
You know, that's just like a listen.
The mercy of God.
Right there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, that's just like I was listening to a minister the other night saying that, you know, God, she did this and did that, you know, and it was God. I forgot how she had it, but it was so wrong what she was saying. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I was just like, what? God don't make us do nothing.
No.
You know, we do what we do because that's what we choose to do.
Right.
Amen.
So, like I said, he never steers us wrong. He's never going to do us wrong. And like you say, he'll never leave us. You know, in my lonely hours, I know that I'm never alone now. I had to learn that, though. I had to learn it.
Yes, you
because
did.
I always cried about, I'm tired of being by myself. I'm tired of being lonely. I'm never alone. I'm never alone. And like the man said today, step out on faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm going to do. I'm stepping out on faith, and I won't give up.
Amen.
So that's
amen.
That song that just played speaks for it, sis. He says, when you don't hear my voice, and even if you don't understand, just trust my plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's a song, and I cannot find that song to save my life.
I understand. Smokey Northfield is titled,
Step
I Understand.
It's called Step Out on Faith, you know, and it goes like, don't give up, it's going to be all right. God said it would, and I believe that it will. I cannot find that song for nothing in the world.
Mm.
You know, and no, I won't complain.
Okay.
That's my song, too. I won't complain.
That's right.
So, like I said, everybody just, you know, keep me in prayer, as I will do, you know, for you guys. And stay blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Stay blessed.
If I can just interject and give her a word that just came to mind when she was actually speaking. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's like from St. John, right about 12 or 13, where God said that he's the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, anyone that basically follows him shall not walk in darkness anymore.
And the thing is,
even though we may detour, and we all fall short, we all like filthy rags, we all want to detour at some point. But the good thing about God is that He has an alternate route. He knows our faults. He knows our misfortune, and He knows that we are of the flesh. I had someone said to me that people are sick because of their sin. We are sick because we are of the flesh. And these are the things that happen to the flesh. As we begin to feed the spirit and not the flesh, you will see that things are going to start happening to you that you will not understand, you will not believe. You're going to be saying to yourself, what in the world is going on? What in the world is going on is that Jesus Christ is in your life, and He is the one that's holding your hand, and He's leading you. So when you look down and you only see those two footsteps, is because he's carrying you. You're not going to see 4 footsteps. He's carrying you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I tell you what, man, he has been awesome. He's been magnificent.
Yes.
And he has brought me through. He has brought me through that valley. And I thank him every day. I get up in the morning. I go, I work out, and I'm walking. I'm praying. And I'm saying to myself, you know, I kind of say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I break it down when I pray it. I don't just pray it just for the words. I break it down. I say, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, and I stop. I said, what does a shepherd do? He leads the flock. He leads his sheep. And it goes even further. Where it said, the sheep knows my voice, you know. And he said, I shall not want. Meaning, if I follow Jesus Christ, if I follow his word, if I follow the scriptures, I shall not want for anything because he knows my needs. I may want from the flesh, but he knows my needs, you know?
Thanks.
I mean, and I go through and I continue to say Psalms 23, and I don't want to take up too much time, but basically, you know, I say the prayer, but I break it down. I break it down and I put sense to it rather than just saying words because the words speak to you. And this is what the scriptures does. The scriptures speak to you. When you have an issue and you say, you get on your knees. People don't get on their knees anymore. You get on your knees, you cry out to God. You say, listen, God, I need your help. Where am I going? What am I doing? What do I need to hear? And don't just get up and walk away. You sit and you wait. You wait for an answer. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, last week I didn't get a chance to speak, but I believe it's the same sister that was crying out. But it says, confess your sins one to another. And that's exactly what she did. And I believe that God heard her prayers and he answered her prayers.
Amen.
And she has, there's a light at the end of the tunnel that she doesn't even realize where it's going. And she's going to be so beneficial, not only to her neighbors, but to her immediate family. You know?
Right.
If she rides a bus, if she rides a car, wherever she goes, she's going to be that light. That people are going to see, you know, and I thank God. I praise God every day.
Amen.
You know?
Thank you.
Amen. And amen. And just to add on something that you said too, Brother Dave, when God provides us with you know, when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God doesn't provide for our wants. He provides for our needs. And when he says, I shall not want, he's just simply saying, I'm not lacking for anything. Amen. I may not have everything I want, but I'm not lacking.
Right.
Amen. That's what we have to understand because you know what will happen is that in our natural state, we'll want and we'll continually want. Amen. When we get, we'll want more. Want, there's no
Amen.
End to want. That's why God only supplies our needs, and he only does that according to riches and glory that exist within Christ Jesus, according to his will. Amen. It has to be in his will for us to have it. Now, another thing about the sickness and the diseases that come upon us, it's not just only our flesh and sin that it can happen, but the Bible also says that Jesus made note of this, that some sickness and diseases are come so that God may be glorified.
Amen.
So that God may be glorified. A person does not have to have sinned. A person does not have to have done anything wrong for God to be glorified. The best illustration of that was Job, the story of Job. God bragged on Job.
Perfect
he was an upright, righteous man.
Minister Arthur, I don't want to, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we have a couple more callers to bring.
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And then you
I just got a little happy.
I know. Okay, hold on 1 second. Welcome to DQ Power. Can I have your name, please? Hello?
Oh, yes.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. This is Minister Chalmers.
How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm enjoying the talk. A lot of good points was brought out, and I just, you know, I'm just feeling like so thankful. I just give God all the praise, you know, for what he's doing in my life. I was listening to the other man of God talking about what God has brought him through and everything, and it made me think about myself, you know, things that I used to be, like, weak to, you know, don't even bother me anymore, you know. I just praise God. I just thank God for opening up the doors for me to preach again. You know, it's been a while since I preached, and I've been praying for God to lead me to somewhere to speak, and God opened up the door for that. And I just give him all the thanks, honor, praise, and blessings this evening. And I'm really enjoying this this talk. But I won't hold y'all long. I just want to get me and our brother Austin know I was attending. Yeah.
Hey, okay.
I miss you, buddy.
Hey, bro. I see you got a phone. Call the brother up.
Well, I only use it about once a week. You know, it's a special occasion for me to use my phone.
Oh, okay, bro.
Hi.
Yeah. But just God bless you, and this won't be my last time attending this.
Amen.
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 Amen. And we thank you for calling and this evening.
God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you, sir. What I'd like to do is go to a song real fast, and then after the song, we're going to come back and take a couple more callers, okay?
Amen.
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 1-800 God bless.
Amen.
Song from God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go.
Oh, come on.
Anybody in here ever felt like giving up? Just throwing in the towel, just giving up. I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Down. The devil really had me, but God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go. Depression way.
Amen. Welcome back.
Wow.
Okay.
Welcome back to Power Spiritual Sunday. Hi, Minister Hoffa.
Hey, Sister Lavina. You know what? I'm trying to be quiet. I'm going to say this one little thing because you jacked me up there with that song, and that's just what happens. That's what happened. No, don't be sorry. I ain't sorry. I'm not. We ain't sorry for it. Thank you, Jesus. But you know what? This comes on the auspices of we'll help one unto another. And a lot of times, where we can be very excited in the spirit, and get so excited for the Lord that, you know, the enemy, as we talked about earlier, that the enemy has a way to intercept our prayers. He can also intercept our words. Now, this is for folks to make sure that they're really clear about this and they understand this. Jesus Christ says this: I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes through the Father unless you come through me. The Bible also says that the road to the kingdom, to glory, is a narrow road. It's a narrow road. There's no alternate side route that you can get to the kingdom. You got to go the straight way. Amen. You have to go the straight way. And Jesus Christ is that straight way to the Father. So, I mean, sometimes we don't want people to get confused thinking that they got another way that they can get there. Uh-uh. Jesus said, if you don't come through me and you come any other way, you're a thief and a robber. And you can't get in. You cannot get in because he has to usher you into there. Jude 24:25 says, it's now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power henceforth, now and forevermore. It's all about him. You cannot get to the Father. You cannot get the glory unless you go through Christ, and it's straight. Be you not deceived, God. God, he changes not. He says, I'm the same yesterday, I'm the same today, and I'm forevermore. And here's the command: be ye holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. There ain't no way for you to get around that. You can't wiggle your way around being holy. You either holy or you're not.
That's right.
Amen. Before we go on, since I don't know if my phone is muted or not, but I was attempting to jump in. But before we move on, I think it's imperative with the young lady who has recommitted her life to Christ.
Amen.
One, as we do understand that the world brings forth many temptations, and darkness oftentimes springs up, and sometimes we falter. But I want to give you a word to stand on. When the enemy attempts to come back in, if God is aligning that relationship that you have with him. The Lord put in my spirit 1 Peter 4:19. For as you are suffering for the Lord's will, that God will indeed keep you. He will keep you so you don't have to worry about faltering any further as you continue to recommit yourself. Also, a passage of scripture that assist me, and this is to that sister. I pray that you're still on the line.
Amen.
That helps me out, and it helps me to understand God's relationship with his children. The book of Nehemiah, if you get an opportunity, get into that word. I believe God is going to spring forth revelation to you like never before. So I just wanted to encourage you, and I'll step
thank
back
you.
In.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. We're going to bring on a caller, and then we actually have someone that's been holding. We're going to bring on one caller first. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Is this me? Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Brother Rich.
Hey, Rich. What's
going on? How's everybody doing this evening?
Good.
All right, sir.
You're back, my brother.
All right. Well, I got baptized Friday.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
All right. That's
right.
Hey, Brother Rick. Hey, Brother Rick. Did the water turn red?
I was so nervous. I mean, when I say nervous, I walked down. Because, you know, you ever see how the things is on TV? And when the people walk down, it turns out the people dancing and they clapping. And I'm walking down and I'm just looking around like, And it's a pool. It's like a little pool right there. And as I went to look over, I see the pastor in the pool. I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm shaking. I'm like, oh, man. So he's like, you know, come down. But the thing about it is when he did and he poured the water over me, it felt so warm. Because I was like, oh, this water's going to be cold. I'm going to be freezing. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to catch pneumonia.
Oh,
I'm going to get baptized. I'm going to get sick. But it was a beautiful thing. The water was so nice and warm. It took a prayer over me, threw the water over me. I was like, wow. I never experienced anything like that.
Amen.
It was such a beautiful. So I'm thankful for Zara. I'm thankful for Lavina. Without her, I don't even know if I would ever got that time. So.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
I really don't know if I would have ever got baptized. I'm very serious. That's my end of God. I don't know. Because I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel refreshed. I feel rejoiced. I feel like a lot of things is lifting up off my shoulders and everything.
Amen.
So that's a good thing
Amen.
About it.
Amen.
And I want to thank everybody. I put it on Facebook. Everybody is, it's amazing how when you put something on Facebook, everybody come out to woodworks. I'm like, oh, man. I see people I ain't never seen before. That's not even friends of mine. Oh, good. Hey, man. I'm like, oh, wow. I want to thank everybody for the encouraging words and support.
Amen.
Yeah,
I think it's because nobody wanted to identify with you before, man. I think it's because nobody wanted to identify with you before you went to that water, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's what it seemed like. Wow. Okay. You know, some people come
praise
out,
Lord,
but when I put the
Lord.
When I put baptized up there, I was speaking people out. I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
and you know what? And you know what? That's going to bring some folks into the kingdom, bro.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. That's going to bring them in. God, that's what God does with us. He uses us in that way.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I know when he first put it up there, I'm like, oh, Lord, he's putting it up on Facebook. Oh, Lord. You know? And then when he put it up there, I mean, just to look at so many responses, you know, that he did receive, I was just like, wow, okay. I mean, everyone was very supportive, you know, to him and everything. And, you know, it's just, to me, it's an amazing transformation and progress, you know,
yes.
that he was able to, you know, allow God to work through him to
Amen.
Do what he needed to do, you know. And I know, you know, he says without me, he doesn't know. But you know what? There was a way that God was going to call you, you know, to that church. You know, or to a church to be able to be baptized, you know. And
Amen.
I'm just happy to, you know, be, you know, with you and right by your side just to encourage you, you know, to just please stay encouraged and, you know, get ready because there's a transformation, you know, that's about to start. That started on Friday, so.
Well, both of y'all get ready. God building the house. Uh-huh, there you go.
I'm ready. And I'm happy that he's ready and willing.
Amen.
I'm happy that he's ready and willing. Would anyone like to give words of encouragement to him?
I want to give words of encouragement, but I also want to let him know that, listen, at this point in time, things are going to start happening in your life. And this is where you're going to really have to call on your elders. This is where you're going to have to really stay prayed up, and this is where you're really going to have to find out who you are and where you are in the Word. Because this is where that person with those horns start to try and do his work, to really test you, to see
mm-hmm.
where you are. Look at it this way. All the females that you never paid attention to, all of a sudden they're going to find you interested. And you're going to have to say to yourself, you know what? This is the work, not of the Lord. Yeah, I'm telling you. And you're going to have to stay prayed up.
I'm
telling you.
Right? Already, so a lot of them already tried. They know ain't nothing happening.
They're telling Sister Lavina.
And just to clarify some things, yes, Rich Money is engaged to Lavina Polite, yes.
That's right. Keep that tongue, Sister Lavina. Keep that tongue. God's working on you.
I want to jump in there real quick, my brother.
And I just want to encourage you as well, as you continue to walk out what God has called you to do, this is a
Amen.
Phenomenal ministry. This is a phenomenal ministry. And God is serious about this thing. He's serious
Amen.
About what he has called you to. And he's giving two very simple instructions on tonight. God is building through you relationships. He's using his bridge to building his kingdom. And in those relationships, I'm going to share with you three scriptures on tonight. I'm going to share with you John 13 and 35.
Mm-hmm.
That God is giving you a promise of peace. A promise of peace, right? That you can live out this peace in every aspect of your life. And his word says, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. This is the way that you can live out that peace in your relationship with your Christian brothers and sisters. The other word that God dropped in my spirit for you is in John 17 and 23. I told you guys when I started, I'm a word preacher. I love it.
Right.
There's power in his word. And the word of God says, I want to walk to unity to let the world know that you sent me and that have loved them, even as you have loved me. Walk in love, my brother. And this is your responsibility to the world, that you love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Amen.
Very simple.
Amen.
God is
Amen.
With you. He is with your beautiful wife. And we thank God for the ministry that he has placed on the inside of you. There was
Amen.
One soul to see, another came by in water. But we are thanking God in this season that he is indeed giving the increase.
Amen.
Amen.
And one other thing with regards to what Prophet Don said about relationships, primarily what we now that we've begun where God has taken you where he's taken you, now it's all about solidifying that personal relationship with him. Keep every day gaining a closer understanding, a closer relationship with the Lord, because that's where we will get to where we need to go in him. Amen. When we have that personal relationship with him, so that when things come up, in the ministry and things you get faced in life, then, you know, you don't falter. You don't get all bent out of shape because what's happening before you, because when you have that personal relationship with the Lord, you know that he says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And I'm a present help in your time of trouble. Amen. And he says, I'll stick closer to you than any brother. When your mother, your father, they may forsake you. There may be some others that may forsake you along the way, because one thing that we got to be conscious of, now you've got the love from the folk on Facebook that we're encouraging you on and we're excited about you, but there's equally some folks out there that really ain't excited about this. Amen. They ain't happy about
Amen.
That because
Amen.
They don't want to see you go to where God has taken you. They'd rather
Amen.
Have you in that right where they're at. Amen. They would not want to see you prosper in the Lord. So just keep getting closer and closer to God, because he will sustain you, he will keep you, he will protect you, he'll watch over you. He's our all in all. He's
Amen.
Our shepherd. Amen. He's our shepherd.
Amen. Amen.
This may be my last comment, but I'm just going to say this. The scriptures say honor your mother and father. You know, the scriptures say honor your mother and your father and your days will be long. But I also add to that, I say, honor your wife.
Amen.
And your marriage will be long.
Life.
And
life.
Also make sure and put God first.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
That's a good saying.
Yes,
yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a good saying. That's a very good saying. That's a
Amen.
Very good saying.
Amen. What we're going to do, because, of course, time is of the essence, what we're going to do is we're going to actually go take one more caller. Just bear with me 1 second. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Angie.
Hi, Angie. Sorry to keep
Hi.
You holding.
That's okay. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
I just want to say thank you for the encouragement, because you know, when you speak to people that you can, I don't know anybody personally there, but I can see that you guys are walking in Christ. You know, you're not just talking about it. You got a you got to be about it, you know. And I learned that today, that encouragement, it's very important when it comes to the word, because I could sit down and read the Bible all day and not know what I'm looking at. So then when you have pastors that you know, preach the word all the time and are preaching the actual word, not taking it and making it for themselves, it's to be appreciated, you know. We don't want to be given false information, you know, and we have to know that it's not about us. So,
amen.
I just, you know, and I want to say I'm proud of T. I heard your testimony, too. You know, how it's a struggle. See, there's no plateau in Christ. We're all wretched men undone. We all have sinned and fallen short, you know, but we just got to keep holding on to his hand and knowing that he is there for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are embarrassed to even speak of Christ because people are so judgmental, so they think they'll be ridiculed. People that's just a fleshly thing, you know, but it has to start with you, you know. So, and that's where it comes when the minister was speaking about having that personal relationship. Personal, that's between you, and that's you and Christ, nobody else, you know. And the stronger you stand in him, that bigger that barrier he'll put up for you. So, you know, and that's to be appreciated. That's why a lot of times when I do go pray, it's not to pray to ask for nothing. It's just to pray to thank him. You know, I'm not here to ask for anything. I just want to say thank you for what you've already done. You know, so you know, I'm just grateful on today. You know, for the little things, like, you know, not that he always keeps his promises. Not that the sun is shining, but I'm able to see the sunshine. You understand? There's a lot of people that they are blind. There's people that's grieving this morning that's lost a loved one. You know, there's people that are sick and shut in that can't, you know, get out and praise the Lord like they would like to. So I'm just thankful for, you know, for the small things. And I want to thank y'all for the word. You know, we always need our bread, our daily bread.
Amen.
Would any of the would anyone like to give any words of encouragement? And I'm going to say to our new caller, because she calls the other shows there, Angie.
I do.
Oh, boy.
To see if you go cross Thistle Sunday.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Listen.
One more person on blast.
Oh, stop it. You know, I do want to thank
That ain't a lie.
I know, right? I want to thank you for being, you know, a big supporter of GQ Palace. And I know that, you know, Rachel, you know, introduced you to the palace and, you know, love her dearly, you know. And we definitely have to pray for her tonight because usually she calls in by now.
Right.
I know she's a little under the weather. So I just want to thank you, you know, on behalf of GQ Palace, you know, for being a supporter and for, you know, showing us some support and calling in.
You're welcome so much.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. So, would anyone like to give any final thoughts, any words of encouragement with our spiritual leaders that we have on the line, minus Minister Weathersby?
I'm just going to say this, and then I'm going to go. You know, at the end of the day, we are all made of clay feet. And through life's travels, depending on the road that we travel, we have to go through that furnace in order to harden that clay. And we are the vessel. And, you know, and God is the potter. You know, he's the potter. We're the vessel.
That's right. Amen.
And sometimes we have to go through that. We have to go through that heat to make us stronger, to make it harder, so that we can actually hold that water, so that we can actually transfer that water of life to someone else. Because we cannot carry that water with clay feet. We cannot carry that water if we're made of clay. So sometimes in life, we have to go through that furnace. We have to go through that heat to make us harder so that we can really understand, we can appreciate, and we can solidify when we speak to someone that we know what we're talking about, because we've been there, we've done that, and we understand what life can deal us. And we came through that valley, And now we are here to give God the glory and to testify and let everyone know, let the world know that God is in charge. And I tell you what, all great, all glory to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to jump in real quickly, and I thank God for the opportunity to come and to share. I have enjoyed myself, and it seems like all on this line in these last 2 hours, we have exhibited the Great Commission, the commission that God has left for us. He told us to save, heal, deliver, and disciple. So I thank God for this. This was a great, 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 rich opportunity. So I thank God for each and every one of you.
Amen.
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 Amen. But before we close, if one of our spiritual leaders would like to lead us out in prayer, Minister Weathersby brought us in prayer. If someone would like to lead us out in prayer, and just, you know, a general prayer of, you know, for those callers that were requesting prayer. I'm going to have to mention Rachel's name because I know she was under the weather. And Rich Money as well, who was under the weather, you know, even though he did get baptized on Friday, you know, he's not doing that well. And for my mom, who's also undergoing surgery tomorrow. So it's definitely... I would say I always like to give everyone an opportunity to ask for everyone to pray for them, and I usually don't ask for prayer for myself. I usually ask for prayer for everyone else. So I'm going to ask for prayer for on my mom's behalf, who is having surgery tomorrow.
Amen.
And everyone else that, you know, that's looking for prayer. So just a general prayer. If anyone would like to do that. I'll have to, of course, go to our special guest first and see if she would like to do it.
Amen.
Prophetess Dawn, would you like to lead us out in prayer?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's an honor. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for this opportunity to come before your throne this evening, Lord God. And, oh, Father God, as we lift up your precious name, for we know that there's no name above the name Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. We honor you. We bless you, Lord. We do not take for granted that you allowed us an intimate relationship with you. And, Father God, we feel your presence on this line tonight. We know that you are here, Lord Jesus. You are here. You are right here in the room. So, therefore, Lord Jesus, we're going to take this opportunity to ask for those things that we stand in need of, even on tonight. Father God, as we lift up our brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus, that are ill in their body, Lord God, we ask that you will heal them. Oh, Father God, we're standing on your word that by your stripes they are healed. Oh, yes, they are. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that there is healing in your wings. We rebuke the devourer of the enemy. For, Father God, you have given us power and authority to take control of these things, Lord Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we command, hallelujah, these bodies to be healed. Now, Father God, we ask that you will touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father God, we thank you in advance for what you are doing and what you are going to do. In Jesus' precious name, Father God, we thank you for the mother, Father God, on tomorrow that will be going into surgery or whatever type of procedure that she will encounter. Father God, we ask that you steady the hand of the surgeons, Lord Jesus. Touch the hearts and the minds of those that will be caring for her, Lord Jesus. We ask for you to endow them, oh, Father God, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord Jesus, of what needs to transpire. Now, Father God, finally, I bring before you my sister tonight, Lord God, and her fiancé. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this ministry, Lord Jesus. We cover them tonight on one accord, every leader on this line. Oh, Father God, every general in the army, we cover them through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we command, hallelujah, everything that you have promised them to come to pass. We declare and decree on this night, hallelujah, that they will do great things. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name. Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, for all of the leaders represented on this line. I thank you for their ministries. I thank you for their be done in each and every one of their lives. I celebrate you tonight. And Father God, we know that nothing happens by chance. We honor you. Hallelujah. For all of the callers, Lord Jesus, bless them. Hallelujah. Like only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I would like to just thank everyone for calling in this evening. Special thanks to our special guest, Prophetess Dawn. Thank you to Minister Arthur L. Weathersby for leading us in with prayer. And thank you to all the callers, all the listeners, anyone that wanted to press one that but did not press one this Sunday. I hope and pray that God leads you to that one button next Sunday. So please come with us on one accord and just be blessed.
Amen.
I would like everyone to have a blessed and safe week. If anyone would like to say anything in closing, please feel free before we end the show with a song.
Just to add, make sure and press that one button because zero is just the operator.
Hey, amen. 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 We just thank God for Spiritual Sunday. We thank God for the work of Spiritual Sunday and all that God is doing at this time, amen. Because souls are being saved and captives are being set free, amen. Because we're overcome by the testimony of the saints and also the word of God.
Yes. Amen. Amen. If we might have lost them again, for what we're going to do is we are going to end it with a song. Once again, I thank you all for joining us this evening here on GQ Power Spiritual Sunday, and I look forward to speaking to all of you next week. Have a blessed and safe week, and God bless.
Amen. God bless you too, sir.
Amen.
God bless. Thank you.
All right.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I would have lost it all. Oh.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never.